right, class. Settle down, settle down. Let's get started. Put your phones away. Get out your notebooks, pencils, and whatever else you need to have a productive class today. Welcome, everyone, to Sex Education 201 Advanced Demonstration. I'm assuming everyone in here has taken SE 101. If you have not, now is your chance to leave. It's important you know the basics of reproductive systems and disease before this starts. There's always one. Anyway, now that that's handled, welcome. I hope you're all ready for a productive and educational semester. In this class, we will be discussing and demonstrating basic techniques, as well as honing skills that will last you a lifetime. Is anyone here majoring in seductive arts? Okay, a few. Well, even if you're not, this will hopefully be helpful as you go out into the world and start your careers and families. And if you're still undecided on your major, our seductive arts alumni have gone on to do incredible things. Toppling administrations, lobbying for necessary reforms, espionage, porn stardom, of course. But the possibilities are limitless. If you're interested, come talk to me after class. I went through this very same program, after all. This particular class is very hands-on, demonstration-based as well, so attendance will be a large part of your grade. Make sure you sign in at the beginning of every class so I know you are here. There will be some written assignments, a midterm, and a final presentation with a partner of your choice. You may choose the partner of your own personal preference, so don't worry about being stuck with a boy if you're into girls or vice versa. I'm sure you all read through the pre-reading for this course as well. If you didn't, please do it before next week. It is important. The most important part is the hygiene clause. We will be getting very, very close with our classmates, and it is your duty to be respectful, clean, showered, and in fresh clothes every week with no exceptions. I can't believe I have to say that, but, well, maybe you will be the class that doesn't disappoint. Okay, now that we've gotten all the administrative stuff out of the way, let's get started. We're gonna start with an intro to pleasuring a man. I know, ladies, it may seem unfair, starting with the men who always get to finish first anyway, but male pleasure is a lot simpler. And since we have less time today than we normally do, it's better to fit it in now, no pun intended, and give female pleasure the full time it deserves. Can I get a volunteer with a penis to come stand in front of the class? Oh, come on. No volunteers? Must be the first day jitters. Anyone? Fine. I guess I'll pick for myself. You there. Third row back. Yes, you. Did you shower this morning? Yes? Okay, come on down to the front of the room. Now, while they come down here, just a few notes. Not everyone with a penis is necessarily a man. But since a lot are, today we're going to be working under that assumption. This is also just a brief overview. We'll be getting into more specific things like domination, submission, cuckolding, etc. later in the semester. All right, now that we have our demonstrator up at the front of the room, we can get started. Now, men are generally visual creatures. The key to getting them started is giving them something to look at. That can be lingerie, or a revealing outfit, or just a little unexpected cleavage. As you can see, I'm wearing a short plaid skirt, a white button-up shirt tied off at my ribs, exposing my tummy, and a thin tie tied around my neck that falls into my cleavage. This plays on sexy stereotypes surrounding academia. Even these glasses are fake. Just something to match the mood he's expecting, meeting him where his mind already is. Ladies, if your tits aren't quite as full as mine, don't be discouraged. There are plenty of ways to make small boobs work for you. We'll get more into outfits later in the semester. So, since I have his expectations set, I'm going to walk over to him slowly, putting one leg in front of the other, looking into his eyes. You can say something to him if you want. Call him big boy, or handsome, or something like that. But I find that even more effective than any specific words is just putting the very tips of your fingers on his collarbone, like this, and gently tracing down his chest. Keep looking into his eyes. Tell him what you want with the look, not with words. Bite your bottom lip as you let your hand trace down his stomach. Let him touch you too. If he hasn't put a hand on your arm or something, feel free to take his hand and put it where you want. I'm going to take his hand and put it here on my ass. It's okay. You can feel it. That's it. Grope my ass through my short little skirt. Feel free to interact with his clothes. If he was wearing a button-up or a tie, you could play with the buttons or knots. But with a t-shirt like this, you can just twirl the fabric. Always looking at him. Always speaking with your eyes. Now that you've got him locked in, you can make your move. Always start with your hand. Not only is it a versatile instrument, but it also lets you see what you're working with before you actually see it, avoiding any uncomfortable surprises. Take your hand and slide it down the stomach over his pants. Feel his bulge through the fabric with a flat hand. Looks like we won't have to worry about size here, will we, big boy? Just rub up and down. You can stand in front of him, facing him, or to the side if that's easier. I'm gonna stand behind him and reach around so you can see what I'm doing. But this is better served for people you know already. Can everyone see? Okay, good. So the hand not on his cock is going to keep moving up and down his torso. You want to make them feel like their whole body is worth exploring, not just the cock. As I'm feeling his chest and stomach, I'll start rubbing his dick with my fingers around the outline. It's already getting pretty hard, but not every dick you stroke will be in his early 20s, so it might not be hard when you get here. You really gave me something to work with, didn't you? No, it's good. Everyone in the back will be able to see what I'm doing. Now that it's nice and hard, we'll want to get it out. It's okay to ask for help here. They won't mind. What do you think, baby? Are you ready for the class to see your cock? Go ahead and get it out for them. That's it. Show them what you're packing. Always, always, always say something about it when they pull it out. It can be about how long it is, its thickness, how nice it looks, or even a quiet, wow. They want to know their cocks are unique and special. Let them think it, at least until you've gotten what you wanted. You can see how I'm wrapping my fingers around the base of the shaft. Don't squeeze too tightly, but do give it a little bit of pressure. You're not choking it, just feeling it. Start stroking slow, up and down. Admire it with your hands, or at least pretend to. I'm standing behind him now, but if I was in front or beside him, your eyes should be alternating between his cock and his face. Since I'm back here, I'm just going to place gentle kisses on his neck as I speed up my hand. It is very easy to get someone to come at this point. A little dirty talk, some ball play, and a little spit, and this boy would be putty in my hands. But for today's demonstration, I'll move on. I'm going to turn my lovely assistant here sideways so you can all get the full view as I move back around to his front and slowly sink to my knees, making sure my eyes stay locked with his. We'll talk about different styles of blowjobs later during our unit on oral sex, but today we'll keep it simple. I'm just going to take his sizable shaft in my hand and gently lick from the base of his balls. All the way to his tip. Get to know it. Watch him and see his reaction. Next, put your lips gently on his head, kissing it, licking it, swirling it in your mouth. Then just start going deeper and deeper until you're taking his shaft in too. If he's big enough, work the base of it with your hand like this. This will not only give him more pleasure, but it will also make it seem like you're going deeper than you are. And don't worry if you can't take it as deep as I can right away. It just takes a little practice. I've had many years of practice, and I already graduated with a degree in seductive arts. Always let him know that you're enjoying it too. Moan on his cock. Tell him it tastes good. Even if he knows it's fake, at this point he'll pretend it isn't. See how his eyes are locked down on me? Give him something else to look at, too. You can rub your clit with your free hand. Or pull your skirt up to show him your ass. My favorite is squeezing one of my tits like this. And then gently pulling it out of my shirt. We mentioned ball play when talking about hand jobs, but it's much, much more important when giving head that you remember the balls. Start by cupping them as you suck, letting him know you're thinking about them. Then when your mouth is tired, use it as a quick break. Lick down the shaft. And then lick around each of his big, swollen testicles, gently sucking on them. Ugh. You'll want to be careful with these. Not all men like them licked and sucked the same way. Make sure you're judging how much he enjoys it as you go. And then when you've had enough of a break, you can lick right back up to his cock. What do you say, handsome? Ready to show them how to fuck? We're going to talk a lot about fucking in this class. There are so many ways to do it. None of them wrong, so long as everyone consents. So I'm not going to go into a ton of detail about how I'm doing it. I'll just give you a few tips as we go. Come on, big guy. Lay down on your back while I take my panties off. Notice I'm leaving my skirt and shirt on, though admittedly with my tits out. If you have a sexy outfit that allows you to keep it on during sex, I almost always advise it. It's an easy way to give the illusion of rushed passion and lets you be in control of what they see. Now I'm going to climb on top of him and line his cock up as I sit down on it. Wow. Oh. Now you just ride his cock. Good. Fuck. I don't know if I've ever had a student fill me up like this. Fuck. Do you like fucking your professor in front of the whole class? Lucky boy. Fuck. Wow. Maybe I'll choose you for every class. Fuck. I don't know if I could ever get enough of this fucking cock. Oh my fucking god. I need this deeper, please, fuck. Oh, fuck. I want you to bend me over the fucking lectern and fuck me in front of the whole fucking class. Show them how much of a slut their sex professor is. Oh. Come on. Give it to me. Pull up my skirt and fuck me. Oh, fuck. Smack my fucking ass. Harder. Harder, fuck. Oh, fuck, just like that. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, my fucking god. I'm gonna come. Keep fucking me hard just like that. Fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yes, I'm coming. Keep going. Come on, big boy. Give it to me. And give me that fucking thick cock. And watch my fucking ass jiggle as you pound it. Oh, fuck. Are you close? Yeah? Give me your cum, baby. Cum right on my round, tight Oh, that's it. Jerk your cock right onto my fucking ass. Perfect. So, did the class see what I did there? Even though he knows it's my job to teach sex, even though he knows I've done this plenty of times before, a few well-acted moans and some dirty talk was all it took for him to think he was in control. When in doubt, a fake orgasm like that will really push you over. Sorry, bud. You might want to pay attention to our lessons about female pleasure. Okay, everyone else, go ahead and grab a partner. Looks like we have about 10 minutes left in class. Let's see what you can do. You don't have to use the same two positions I did, but make sure it's a position that makes him feel good. Ladies who are partnering with ladies, a lot of these lessons still apply. Do the best you can. Oh, and I think we might have an uneven number in the class today, so if anyone is the odd man out, you'll be my partner. So just come on up to the front of the class if you're the last one left. All right, find your partners and get started.